here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 22nd of March, 2013. It's the birthday of Stephen Sondheim, New York City, 1930. His musicals include A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods. Stephen Sondheim, who said, "I prefer neurotic people. I like to hear rumblings beneath the surface." It's the birthday of Billy Collins, New York City, 1941. An only child, wrote his first poem at the age of 7 while he was riding with his parents and looked out the window and saw a sailboat on the East River. He was an English professor and poet, wrote a couple of books before his breakthrough in 1988, The Apple That Astonished Paris. By 1999, the New York Times called him the most popular poet in America. 3 of his 4 books were in the top 16 bestsellers on Amazon.com, competing with Walt Whitman, Robert Frost, Jewell, and Jim Morrison. Billy Collins, who said, "I don't think people read poetry because they're interested in the poet. I think they read poetry because they're interested in themselves." It's the birthday of the novelist who wrote, "I just pointed my rifle at him and let him have the big one, right through the 3rd button on his shirt. If he ever figured to sew that particular button on again, he was going to have to scrape it off his backbone." And that's Louis L'Amour, born in Jamestown, North Dakota, 1908, author of many Western novels, including How the West Was Won. It's the birthday of the best-selling novelist in the world, James Patterson, born Newburgh, New York, 1947. He was an executive at the J. Walter Thompson Ad Agency, retired to devote himself to writing. He's published more than 70 novels, and according to recent data, he outsells Stephen King, Dan Brown, and John Grisham combined. And it's the birthday of Edith Grossman, Philadelphia, 1936. Became a professor of Spanish literature in New York City, and in the mid-1980s set out to translate Gabriel Garcia Marquez's novel Love in the Time of Cholera. It was such a success that Edith Grossman was able to quit teaching and begin translating full-time. She's since translated all of the books that Marquez has published since 1990. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins, entitled The Country. I wondered about you when you told me never to leave a box of wooden strike-anywhere matches lying around the house because the mice might get into them and start a fire. But your face was absolutely straight when you twisted the lid down on the round tin where the matches, you said, are always stowed. Who could sleep that night? Who could whisk away the thought of the one unlikely mouse padding along a cold water pipe behind the floral wallpaper, gripping a single wooden match between the needles of his teeth? Who could not see him rounding a corner, the blue tip scratching against a rough-hewn beam, the sudden flare, and the creature for one bright, shining moment suddenly thrust ahead of his time, now a fire-starter, now a torch-bearer, in a forgotten ritual, little brown druid illuminating some ancient night, who could fail to notice, lit up in the blazing insulation, the tiny looks of wonderment on the faces of his fellow mice, one-time inhabitants of what once was your house in the country. A poem by Billy Collins, The Country, from 9 Horses Poems, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.